I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
No, it's okay, I offered weird. I tried to do the overture.
Okay, case number 423-475, Branford.
Good morning, I'll just side shift the appellant, sit on.
Oh, here, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a witness coming from outside.
No problem, okay.
Okay, for the record, would you please state your name, position you hold, and your witness?
Sure, my name is Lieutenant Corian Carangelo, it's Carangelo with the Branford Police Department. And I have Officer John Abley with me, also from the Branford Police Department.
Good morning.
Can you spell his name?
Abely.
Thank you.
And for the defendant, or excuse me, appellant, pardon me. Sorry to lose the training.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'm Chris Maddy from Pedestin Paws, I represent the appellant.
Thank you.
And to the appellant, what town do you live in?
Branford.
Still in Branford.
All right, you may proceed.
So the appellant applied for a pistol permit in 2022. I denied his application due to suitability. At that time, I had reviewed a background investigation which revealed that in 2018, he reported 4 stolen firearms to the state police. He did not report them to the Branford police. He went to the state police headquarters and said that he had 4 firearms stolen from his residence, from a safe, and that the safe was also stolen. There was no time frame provided of this alleged theft of the firearms. So based upon suitability and his responsibility to own firearms that he had in his possession, I did not feel that he was a responsible applicant. And in addition to that, in 2016, there was an incident in which has since been erased. However, Officer Abley was the arresting officer, so I have called him as a witness today to provide testimony regarding an incident where the appellant had threatened someone with a firearm.
Would you like to make a brief opening
statement? Oh, yes. The evidence will show, well, we anticipate that the evidence will show that the appellant fulfilled his legal obligations. He was storing his weapons in a safe. The safe itself was stolen, which would be a supervening event, wrongdoing by somebody else. Upon discovering the theft, he reported it to law enforcement, as the state police. He then did speak with the Branford police. The theft remains unsolved, and beyond that, there are no other allegations, at least presented in the initial denial, that would affect the appellant's suitability. Just preliminarily, we would object to the introduction of the 2016 incident, because that was not claimed as a reason for the denial of the permit, and thus it'd be irrelevant for today.
That second item that you mentioned that the officers you testified about, was that in the original denial?
So under the Freedom of Information Act, that information cannot be provided in a record because the record is erased. So it's a criminal record that was since erased. So therefore, we have knowledge of it, direct knowledge of a witness who was present during the arrest and was the arresting officer. So we did not provide that as a reason for denial because it cannot be provided in that public forum information.
I know that we can hear testimony on that subject, even though the record was erased, just to the underlying facts. but they also have the right to be, know what they're facing, so I'm kind of in a quandary here.
It's just a suitability case, so you could say past, you know, past actions, whatever.
Was it?
You could reference even the year, like at your involvement in 2016 incident in the town or whatever.
And was it, I could understand if it was not part of the original denial letter, was it presented in the packet that we received also, that had to be presented to the appellant?
No.
It's sort of a due process issue, a little bit, in which the appellant has a right to know what he's going to face today.
Okay, so it was.
I would just say, is the appellant prepared to, are you aware of that case and the nature of it, and prepared to rebut it if it's allowed? Or are you hearing about it for the first time today, is the question?
Due to my work with my client, I have a general idea. Again, I wasn't expecting to do it today, and I think it's, issuing authority had two opportunities to disclose it. So we'd ask that.
I don't think they're hiding it. It sounds like they're trying to do the right thing and not release erased records and comply with the law rather than hide something. I agree that because you have a witness who knew, you could have said, we have a witness that says this incident happened, much like you were planning to do today. So that's.
I'm concerned that, you know, if you're completely blindsided by this thing, that would not be a fair way to proceed. However, you have knowledge of it, but that's due to your attorney-client relationship with your client. Let me ask you a question. Were you expecting to present a defense to that charge today at the hearing, or were you focusing on the theft?
We were focused on the theft because that was the cited reason for denial. I'm not saying I can't counter. I certainly can cross-examine a witness. But I would say if the Officer Abley testifies, his testimony to that event should be limited to what he personally observed, not what he...
It would have to be from his personal recollection.
Right. So if he's talking about a threat complaint by somebody else, that would be hearsay, and that would be inadmissible anyway.
No, hearsay is allowed in this form.
You wanted to say something?
So I was under the impression that the denial letter could not include records that have been erased. So that's why that wasn't provided in that.
The actual record.
The actual record, but the statement of the denial.
If you were to say something like suitability based upon the theft and a prior incident, something, a general description.
Yeah, as long as you didn't obtain that information from an erased record, you shouldn't have had.
Understood, okay.
Yeah. You just with the witness's recollection of the incident, that certainly would have been fair game to put in the denial letter. But you could not provide any reports or documentation of them that were in a race record.
I understand.
So I'll look at the chair.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay.
Well, also, these are de novo hearings. I mean,
excuse me.
She has the issuing authority has a case, and then there's, you know, more stuff to bring in beyond the initial.
Yeah.
And that often happens. Mm-hmm.
I would argue Chairman, I would argue that the appellant should have a fair opportunity to be prepared for what's going to be presented based on a denial letter that's required as part of the process.
That I'm leaning in that same direction, so I will grant your objection to that, and we'll proceed on the basis of what you said before about the firearms stuff. Okay. Thank you. Anything else for an opening?
No.
You did pretty well.
So far, it's just the opening. I also have the rest of the hearing to go.
All right. Okay. You may proceed with your case.
So during the application process, Sergeant Carney, who was assigned for a short time to pistol permit applications, had reached out to the appellant and requested answers to several questions regarding the safe and the theft that had happened that the appellant reported. And he stated, I don't have the exact verbiage, but he stated he could not remember, and there was no additional information provided about a theft that we could investigate as an agency. So therefore, his application was denied based on the suitability.
Okay. Any questions?
Oh, a few brief questions, Lieutenant. Now, just going back to 2018, that was when the theft was reported?
Yes.
And did Brantford Police receive a report or a referral from the state police?
That's right.
Did an officer go over and question the appellant at that time?
Not to my knowledge, no. The appellant had provided a statement to the state police.
Following that referral from the state police, did the Brantford Police take any investigative action regarding?
Not to my knowledge. At the time, there was no time frame of the theft.
Well, I mean, the report came in 2018, but that's not disputed, is it?
I'm not disputing that, though.
And is the Brantford Police disputing that the appellant stored his guns in a safe?
No.
And then just last question. The initial referral came in 2018, and the appellant was questioned about it in 2022, 4 years later?
At the time of his application for the pistol permit.
No further questions.
Let's see. So, does the board have any questions?
Just for the record a little bit, so when did the appellant report it to the state police?
It was in 2018, I believe it was in August of 2018.
And did, in his report to the state police, did the appellant provide any details of when he believed they went missing or were stolen from his residence, do you recall?
Not to my knowledge with what I reviewed, no.
Which agency, was it your agency or state police that took the lead in, you know, like putting the firearms in collect and things like that?
The state police advised the Brantford Police Department to put them into collect.
And so he reported to you guys in August of 18, went to the state police. When did you guys get the report?
I believe it was August of 2018.
Okay. And when did, and it was contemporaneous to that report from SLFU that you guys did your investigation?
Yes.
And that's when, in the appellant, had the, did you know which, what the serial numbers and things like that of the firearms?
They were in collect. They were registered to him.
Okay.
The firearms were registered to him, okay, legally.
Yeah. Was the, so the break-in or the stolen safe never reported to Brantford?
That's correct.
And he never provided a timeline of what he believed they went missing?
That's correct.
From his residence, or what? Where were they stolen from? The whole sequence was stolen, but were they stolen from his residence? Was it?
So his statement to the state police included information regarding that they were stolen out of a detached garage from his residence, 13 Bourbon Drive in Brantford, in an unknown time frame, unknown year, unknown date, that the entire safe was stolen with the items inside. This theft report came from him going to look for the firearms because he had to turn firearms over for something, which I believe that was since erased as well.
I saw in his statement, it said he received a letter from his own statement, he received a letter from SLFU. It looks like that he had to
turn
the firearms over. And you, do you know why he received that letter?
I don't know why.
So we can ask him. Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
Any other questions by the board? Do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Your turn.
I have a few questions for you, Mr. Appellant. Sir, how old are you?
38.
Where do you live?
Brantford.
How long have you lived in Brantford?
20, years or so.
Please speak up.
25 years or so.
Thank you.
What do you do for a living?
Heating, cooling, and plumbing. Installation, service tech.
Do you have a, are you married?
Yes.
Do you have any children?
Stepkids.
I'd like to just direct your attention to 2018. That's the focus of today's inquiry. At the time, again, was there a time when you stored firearms in a safe?
I always had them locked up in a safe.
And where was the safe located when you were using it?
It was in the garage.
Was the garage itself a building that locked?
Of course.
And at some point, the safe went missing. Well, was there anything else stored in the safe?
Yes.
What else do you remember was in there?
Jewelry and cash.
And at some point, did you ever report it missing?
Just when I noticed it missing.
And who'd you report it to?
I did the report at State Police. But the Branford, I forget the name of the officer. There was a Branford cop that came to my house. I forget the name. And that's when it all came up. And then that's when they said State Police wanted me to go there and make a report. And that's what I did.
Have those weapons ever turned up since?
No.
What about the safe or anything else that was in it?
Nothing.
I don't have any further questions.
Do you have any cross-examination?
Yeah, I just, I'm going to read to you an email that was sent, if you can just verify that you received it. This is from Sergeant Carney. Mr. Appellant, what I would like to know, if you can remember about the stolen firearms, where in the garage was the safe? When was the last time you saw the missing firearms in the safe? When was the last time you saw the safe itself? Who would have access to the garage at that point in time? If you can remember any specifics regarding the make, model, color of the safe itself, if you have any pictures of the safe, did you notice any signs of forced entry on the garage or your home during that time? When did you notice the safe and the firearms were missing? Approximately how big was the safe? And any other pertinent information you may know or be able to recollect from the theft may be useful as well. Do you recall getting that email?
I recall getting the email. I don't know exactly the emails, but yeah, we were talking back and forth.
Okay, and do you recall what your response was to her?
When she asked me the questions?
Yes.
There was no new information. I don't recall anything.
Okay, so you said that you cannot remember anything from that. I already said that someone did a report, which she knows last time I asked her. They were just finishing up my background check. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did my report. I then went to the State Police. I did what I had to do.
Okay, and do you have any idea what year those firearms were stolen?
I'm guessing, I don't know exactly, it had to be that's when I did the report, was in 18, you guys said.
Okay, and when you take the gun safety course, do you learn about gun storage and obviously being responsible for firearms that are in your possession?
I took the class.
Okay, that's it.
Questions by the board?
Yeah, could you just run through, why did you go, so Branford PD was, you received a letter or something to turn the firearms in, is that right?
That's what it says. I don't remember, but I remember vaguely of what that was for.
Okay, so who are you supposed to turn the firearms? Why did you go looking for the firearms? It said you, on your statement, I received a letter from State Police saying I had to give up my firearms, and you never had.
Well, you have to answer his question. You can't really confer. If you remember, if you don't, you don't. You have to just answer. Sorry.
Say that one more time. I'm
so
sorry.
It, the first line in your sentence, in your statement back then is, I received a letter from State Police stating or saying that I had to give up my firearms to the State Police and never did at the time. So it seems like you went looking for your firearms.
When I got the letter.
Yes.
Yeah.
So why did you have to, why was the State Police or Branford looking for those guns? Why did you have to turn them into law enforcement?
That's part of the margin. Can I talk about that?
is going to have to answer that.
Yeah, you do have to answer.
Yeah, you got to answer that one.
We could argue admissibility, but you'll have to answer to the best of your recollection.
I had to give him up because my permit was taken away.
Oh, so why was your permit revoked?
Because I ended up getting arrested.
I'm sorry?
I got arrested.
Okay. And for, if you recall, for what?
Supposedly of threatening.
Was it a domestic?
Road rage. Someone that has it out for me that lives around the corner, that at the time was a New Haven cop, and got kicked off the force because he was a drug addict.
All right, so... And that was quite a bit, so that was probably quite a bit earlier than this, because it seems like you got the, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, you got a letter to turn in the firearms. You said your mom got sick, and so you probably missed that or something, so then you went looking for them when you got a second letter,
I remember when I got the letter, it said it was due by a certain time, and that's when I went to look for them.
Okay. And you found that the... And was this at your residence?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was your parents' residence or you were living there.
Yeah, she, you know, they own it. I've lived there my whole life.
Okay.
I don't own the property.
Okay. And you went looking for them, and it was like an outbuilding?
Yeah, it's a garage right next to my house.
Just a detached single car, second
car? Yeah, I have all my stuff.
And you found the safe was missing?
Yep.
And did you call Brantford Police?
Brantford cop came there?
And so you
I forget the name.
Yeah, but you called Brantford PD when you found it was missing?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, because that's the cop that came there. That's the one that told me what to do, and they said that state police, I had to go there to make a report. I remember that part.
Okay.
I forget the name,
but
I don't...
So you did initially report it to Brantford?
Yeah.
And they referred you to state police?
Yeah.
Okay. That was just the one...
Just be careful, because she's shaking her head no, and
I don't know where that's documented anywhere. I have no record of that.
He mentioned that, so I was just trying to sort of sort it out.
I understand.
I wish I could remember the name, but I remember the person's mom was my teacher.
The incident that you're referring to that, again, that you're asking about why the letter was sent is, I believe, the same incident that cannot be introduced because...
Yeah, that's why I was a little hesitant. I didn't know what to say or anything. I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
I think you actually...
As long as it's accurate.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could talk about it this way.
Yeah, I think you actually supplied us the statement.
It's the state police report that I submitted.
So we can talk about what's in the statement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you supplied us the statement. So
we'll let up. Okay.
That's all I have.
Yes.
The nation door, we don't have the application, which you normally do in our packet. So do you have the application? Is like... So he said he was revoked. Was that noted on the application that, because there's a question, have you ever had your permit suspended or revoked?
I do have his original application in my file. Don't forget it.
Yeah, was that noted?
I believe it was.
Okay. Yeah, it's verified.
I can verify it.
Well, I mean, that's what happened. I mean, because if you didn't disclose that.
Well, also, if you did disclose it, it certainly gives her the ability to ask about what it was revoked for, and obviously, now we're starting to figure that out.
But to the best of your recollection, you did report it to Brantford.
Yeah.
Brantford referred it to, because they're fine, I should refer it to the state police.
Yes.
A little confusing to me still. Just correct me if I'm wrong. You got a letter from the state police to turn in your guns. You looked for them, didn't find them, and didn't turn in anything at first. Is that correct?
You didn't mark the day.
I didn't have them. They were gone.
Right. But then that incident, when did that incident happen? When's the arrest?
I don't remember the exact time.
What was it, 2018?
If that's what it says.
The application for 2016.
Yeah, so it was revoked in 2016. Is that correct?
I don't remember. I don't know the exact time.
Tell me if this is correct. In 2016, you were told to turn in the gun, did not. In 2018, you were told again, and then you looked for it and reported the safe stolen. Is that correct?
Whatever the letter said.
I'm asking you. It's a 2-year period there.
Yeah, well, I can't. I just know when the letter came in, I did what it said, and that's when I looked for them, and they weren't there.
Right. And then what did you do when they weren't there in 2016?
This is 18.
I know, but I'm not sure. It sounds like in 2016, you had an incident, you were arrested, and guns were ordered, taken away from you. Is that correct?
Well, there was a I think if I'm not mistaken, there was a time when I had to bring in it. There was a date. I don't know exactly when the date was.
And did you bring them in according when that date was there? When that date came?
I tried to. They were gone.
All right. I'm still missing them. If you did something in 2016, you wouldn't get a revocation in 2018. Sounds like your permit was revoked in 2016 based on some incident, which you described as road rage. At that time, did you get a letter saying you must turn in your guns?
I got a letter. I don't recall when it was, but I remember the letter saying I had to turn them in, and that's when I looked for them. I don't know exactly the dates, or I don't know. I don't want to say anything, make it up. I just don't know.
Did you get two letters? One in 16 and one in 18? Or one in 17 and one in 18?
I don't recall. I know I got letters during that whole period, a lot of stuff. I don't recall which one was what, but I followed everything I had to follow. I did what I had to do.
Yeah, I'm still iffy. I don't know about anybody else and what happened in 2016. I don't get that. You had to fill out a questionnaire for the board, an appellant questionnaire. You mentioned in that questionnaire that you had a pardon, no convictions, but had a pardon.
Yeah.
Is the pardon included somewhere? I don't see it.
What do you mean?
Did you attach a pardon to the forms you submitted to us?
We didn't attach the pardon certificate, he was in fact granted a pardon. I can, and his record shows that he has a clean criminal history.
Oh, you have a copy of it. Oh, they have a copy.
Thank you.
Okay. Show him. Is that the pardon we're talking about? Is that the pardon we're talking about?
Yeah, one.
Okay, and what charges was he pardoned for?
I don't have that available,
it
sir.
Say
it's,
there?
Right, it's right on there.
It should say right on there in the dates.
Disorderly conduct, 1-12-2016, threatening second, 11-16-2016, reckless endangerment first, 11-16-2016. And this pardon was granted on the 4th day of April, 2022.
All right, and that's what I was getting at. This thing happened in 2016. At that point, you would have been ordered to turn over your guns. Your permit is revoked.
Yeah, they took them.
And they took them in 2016?
Well, yeah, I know that when I had the one on me, the police took them.
Took
the one I had on me.
What about
in my permit?
What about the others?
Did you have those others? I had, they were at the house locked up still.
All right, did you ever turn those over to the state police?
No.
In 2016, when they took the one you had?
No.
Why not?
Because at that time, there was nothing saying I had to do it right then and there, if I'm not mistaken.
No,
it would have said. I got a lot of letters, and I don't remember what letters.
Yeah, it would have said you had to turn in all your firearms.
I probably would have got arrested again if I didn't apply by the record or the letter. That never happened.
No, that didn't happen, but. All right, so I think what I was saying before was correct, that in 2016, you were ordered to turn over your guns. And you turned over one.
I don't know what the letter said.
I don't mean to correct you, sir. In 2016...
No, you can correct me all you want. I'm trying to figure this out.
One firearm was seized during the incident that cannot be discussed today because it was on his person. Mm-hmm. That gun was seized. No other firearms were turned over to my knowledge.
Yeah, you can't disclose the records. But now that you brought it up, tell me about that incident. What happened? What were you accused of
you
doing?
You guys brought it. Do I even have to talk about that?
I'm not asking if you were arrested or anything. I have no erased record. But you have a pardon for certain charges. We know something happened in 2016. Certainly you, much like the officer, has a recollection of it. You do too.
And a little
bit, yeah.
I'd like
to hear your recollection of that incident.
Not too much, but I remember some of it.
Okay. Tell me what happened. You already said something about a New Haven cop or something. So.
Yeah, I was driving at that time. I was heading over to my girlfriend's at that time, and somebody was in front of me driving, hitting the brakes, like really messing with the way I was driving in the hazard. So once I forget where I was at one point, I drove around them, you know, beeped at it, drove around them, and I pulled into my girlfriend's house. And I came home a few hours later. Cops in my driveway saying that the guy said I pulled a gun on him. Come to find out, it was a cop that actually knows me and doesn't like me that lives around the corner.
Well, did you pull a gun on him?
No.
Did you have a gun on you?
Yes, always.
And Was the other person involved arrested?
Nope.
Just you?
Yep.
What kind of gun was it?
I don't know exactly. I don't know the specs of it. I don't remember.
And what was the allegation? You were driving, you pointed out the window, you stopped and had a confrontation.
They said I pulled a gun on the person.
Okay, but again, on the person in the moving cars, or did you stop?
Oh, no, in the car. Okay. Yeah, not standing up outside.
So how did that happen? Side by side?
I don't know, because I didn't do that.
But how do you know you had a gun?
Because he lives right near me, he knows who I am.
I mean, I would object to that question.
It was speculation.
On speculation.
How did he say he knew you had the gun?
I don't remember all the details.
Yeah, someone's usually pretty specific when they say pointed it out across.
Well, like I said, he's not a fan of me. Because I come for money and like him. I guess he doesn't like who I am. I don't know.
Okay. And then did you receive any type of program, accelerated rehabilitation, anything like that? Go to anger management courses and any type of court-ordered remediation? No? Restitution, anything? I don't think anything was damaged.
No. Not that I recall. I did everything they told me to do.
All right. Now, do you, sitting here today, know where the missing guns are?
No.
So they were stolen from your safe and have not been recovered?
Yes.
In 2000, well, you don't know when, but 2018. Okay, thanks.
Any other questions?
Good.
You go ahead.
I'm going to go a little deeper. When did you first get your permit?
I don't remember exactly when that was.
You remember how long you've had your permit before you discovered your guns were gone?
I think I've had it for a while, if I'm not mistaken.
What's a while? It goes in fives.
Five, 10 years?
Well, there's a difference. Five years or 10 years?
I don't know. I would say 5 years.
You're guessing?
Yeah. I don't know exactly when I first applied for when I got it. I can't remember that far back.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Just a very few questions about the safe. The fact that the safe was stolen along with the guns, can you describe the safe a little? What kind of safe?
Regular.
There's safes made out of sheet metal, there's safes made out of big metal, there's big safe, small safe. What kind of safe was
it? It wasn't. It was like if I'm remembering right, it wasn't like a huge one that you bolt to the ground.
It was not bolted to the ground.
No, it was just a black square or rectangle.
Key.
I remember there's key numbers you had to type in.
Key lock. Okay.
There were four push
guns?
Buttons.
Okay.
And an override.
Four guns in the safe?
Yes.
And jewelry and money, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And the whole thing was just lifted and taken away. Any signs of forced entry into the garage?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody broke into the garage.
Now, this all happened
when
this kid alleged that I pulled a gun on him. This is when everything started happening.
Did you know that person?
Not personally. I just knew of him. And once I found out afterwards, I knew, he was right next to me, right around the corner. One of my friend's moms, I plowed her driveway, and I didn't realize he was a neighbor. So there's a lot of times because he saw me, I always had my gun on me, like it was hidden at the time.
And my last question was, you heard the officer say that they asked a series of questions about the theft, and you didn't come up with any details about what happened.
I reported they were stolen. I don't know what happened.
Okay, it seems like if you're trying to get your property back, you cooperate with the police to try to give them information about.
I did.
Well,
I did what I had to do.
They sent you the letter, or the email rather, that said you'll help us. What about this? What about this?
That was set in 22, though.
Oh, that's
not
true.
Not at the time.
That
of
is
the
true.
Incident.
That is true. Okay, never mind. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No problem. Okay, you can make a brief closing statement if you want.
I'm
sorry. You want to go ahead.
Okay, in closing, during this testimony today,
No. You can cross the witness.
Oh, excuse me. I thought I asked him the questions already.
I think they're offering you an opportunity.
Yeah,
we had a bunch of questions.
I know you came in, yeah, we were in the middle of it, so final shot at them.
Okay. I'm all set.
You don't have to, okay. Closing statement.
Do they get one first?
No, you're...
Okay, just an opportunity here. We would respectfully ask Mr. Chair, members of the board, to order the issuing authority to issue a permit. The issuing authority has not sustained its burden, proving that the appellant is unsuitable. Its only cited reason was that firearms were stolen and that you didn't remember details about it. But the facts do show, then there are a lot of disputed facts. There also are a lot of speculations and hypotheses going on. But what is not in dispute is that the appellant did possess firearms. He was required to relinquish possession. He noticed that they were missing. He properly reported it. In terms of which order, I would say that's immaterial. He reported it to the state police. Connecticut State Police has jurisdiction over the entire state. It did refer it to the Brantford Police, so he did speak to both departments. I would note that the state police report, which was submitted as evidence, does state that, again, despite some of the questions about timing, the appellant complied with the orders. There was no allegation that he ignored or was illegally possessing anything. The state police, in their own documentation, say that he complied with his obligations. No charges were filed related to any breach of such order. Additionally, the appellant does not have any disqualifying convictions. He doesn't have any convictions at all. Yes, he does. He did testify candidly that he received a pardon. I mean, under state law, the underlying convictions as well as reports are erased. He is, under state law, allowed to testify under oath that he was never arrested. Again, he voluntarily and candidly testified to the board in order to give it a complete picture, but for the legal reason that, for the reason that under state law he was not legally arrested following the pardon and the erasure, we'd ask the board not to take that into consideration. Again, the dispute, the initial contention is that weapons in his possession were stolen. They're stored in a safe. That is where weapons should be stored. We're not dealing with guns that were left out in a lawn chair or in an unlocked car. They're in a building that had a lock on it. They're in a safe that presumably also had a lock on it with jewelry and other things. The safe was stolen. We don't know what happened to them. That doesn't seem that there was much of an investigation beyond the initial report that shouldn't be held against the appellant. And in terms of his memory, we're dealing with a theft that occurred possibly around 2018 when it was reported. He was questioned about it 4 years later. It's been at least approximately three years, I believe it was April of 2022, or 2.5 years since then, so time has gone by. In terms of not knowing when exactly it was stolen, that's unfortunately the nature of theft. You tend to not know something is missing until you see that it's missing. If you saw something being taken out of your garage, well, we'd have a very different situation here. But the appellant, that could be reasonably inferred, he could not specify exactly when the firearms went missing because he wasn't using them. So for those reasons, we would ask that the board order the issuing authority to issue a permit.
Thank you. Closing statement.
In closing, as you've already heard the opening statement regarding suitability, what I've additionally heard today during testimony is that the appellant stated that he always carries firearms on him. So I find it very difficult to believe that he doesn't remember which firearm he was carrying at the time of an incident. I also find it hard to believe that if he always carried firearms that he wouldn't have periodically checked the safe or returned firearms to and from his safe at different points in time. He also testified today that there was forced entry into his house, which was never reported to the police or to the state police in the unknown time frame of a theft that allegedly occurred. Lastly, the memory regarding how long he's had a permit and anything else that he was asked today that he answered he cannot remember shows proof that he cannot responsibly own firearms and therefore supports the suitability claim. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
Hold on, I get to speak first.
In the state of Connecticut, suitability is intentional and vague. Sometimes you come across a person where the responsibility of gun ownership seems to be beyond their capability. I believe this appellant is one of those people, and I will be voting accordingly.
Any other comments by the board?
Just as points of fact, the state police in their report did note that the appellant complied with the order to surrender firearms in attempting to, he attempted to, state police. So I think it's sort of, I believe in his written statement to the state police too, he did say that that the lock was cut in the garage, but, or maybe he testified to that. I can't recall. It's not the easiest statement to read. But, the appellant in the state police's detective report, the appellant complied with his order to surrender his firearms, very specifically. And with this, and with his written statement, I determined that the appellant is no longer in possession of any registered firearms from his weapon registry. That's specific from the, so the appellant did attempt to comply with the order to surrender. Did not fail to do so. We don't know when he received the order to surrender.
I would argue that if it weren't for the order, I don't know when he would discover that there are five firearms missing.
I'm just saying he did attempt to comply with the order. Stolen from his, in 2016, I can't recall what the statute was to have them stored legally.
It was a different set of circumstances.
Yeah, different set of requirements.
Pre-Evans law.
They were in a safe, in a garage. They weren't, lying on the, in the rafters or in drawers or anything like that.
That would be legal today, too.
Under current law, it would be in compliance, even with the advanced storage requirements.
Right. Different standards. He found they were stolen, reported them stolen. What other obligations he had.
Any other comments?
The other comment I'd make is the 2016 incident. The fact that there was an arrest or not doesn't matter. It's the nature of the incident that the appellant testified to that the court can consider. What weight you want to put on that, but the attorney is correct that he can answer. He's never been arrested, never been convicted because of the pardon. That's all true.
Could I just add one more comment?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because that's actually what the other witness was going to, I assume, we should have asked him actually, but was going to testify to the same thing that the appellant did testify to about the 2016 incident, both from their memory, not from erased records.
Okay.
I just add, looking at what we have in the timeline, whatever happened in 2016, if there's an official pardon, whatever happened is removed from his record. He has no criminal record from what I can see at this point. In 2018, he made the report. Who knows what order it went in? Did it go to Branford? Did it go to state police? State police are saying that he complied with their orders. 4 years later, he applies for a pistol permit, gets denied for suitability due to the issues raised from 2018. It is now 2025. How much My question is, how much more time do we need if he hasn't had any other infractions or run-ins with the law? Although you could have been a little bit more forthcoming today, that lineup will impact my decision.
Okay, we'll vote.
We can't say anything else.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Corey Wilberturf.
Jump to quick comment. It's an issuing authority at this time.
Corey Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority.
Okay. I will vote for the appellant. And it's a tie, and so it goes to the appellant.
Don't come back.
means they're issuing your permit.
He was successful. It's your success.
There's no reason to, other than thank you.